President Bush is away from Washington this weekend. He and 20 other leaders of Pacific Rim nations are in Santiago, Chile, for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. The president began his day meeting separately with the leaders of China, Japan, South Korea, and Russia. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president and joins us. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
I understand most of what President Bush has been talking about so far is not about economics and trade.
That's exactly it. Topic number one for him has been North Korea, specifically the nuclear threat posed by the North Koreans' very active weapons program. The U.S. has been, for some time now, pushing a multinational approach to getting the communist nation to abandon that program. There have been six-party talks. They are now stalled, and they're not taking place at all now. They involve the North Koreans, the U.S., and four countries whose leaders the president met with in a series of one-on-one meetings at his hotel here today in Santiago. China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea, all neighbors of North Korea. The president's goal is to get each of them, and especially China, to join in and to really directly pressure North Korea to come back to the bargaining table.
Well, China and South Korea, among others, have been actually calling for the U.S. to be more flexible in its dealings toward North Korea. Are you hearing that?
We are not, and the U.S. downplays those things that we have heard in the past from some of these other countries. A senior administration official here this afternoon said there is no need for the U.S. to start modifying or restructuring its approach to these talks, that there's already enough on the table to get North Korea talking again. And he said there's a belief that North Korea had really just been stalling, hoping that President Bush would lose the election. Well, President Bush didn't lose. So that official says that that North Korea's strategy has failed and that it's time to proceed. President Bush today at a photo op with the Japanese Prime Minister said what's important is for the leader of North Korea to understand that the six-party talks will be the framework and for him to hear all of these countries speaking with a common voice in terms of how they want to approach this. I should add here, too, that there's also been talk about Iran's nuclear ambitions and about European-led diplomacy on that issue. So two countries that were listed once by the president as part of the axis of evil are big issues here at the APEC summit in Santiago.
Well, since this meeting is an economic summit, what is on the president's trade agenda while he's there?
Well, certainly they are talking about trade and opening up markets. That's really why APEC was created 15 years ago. And there has been some talk about monetary policy as well. But really, for the president, the dominant theme is North Korea and the need to continue to work with the other countries here to fight terrorism in general. His logic being that by addressing such security issues, then that will help to create an environment that will help economies and trade flourish around the world.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Santiago, Chile. Thank you.
My pleasure.